share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Justin Bieber will be bringing his Justice World Tour to Malaysia in October of this year. Although it is still a few months away, the tickets went on sale yesterday and was sold out in a matter of hours as die-hard believers rushed to secure their place. The tickets for categories 1 to 7 in VIP seats, which ranged from RM 288, RM 2088, were all quickly snapped up by Malaysians. However, while some fans were sadly not able to obtain tickets, scalpers have already begun listing the concert tickets for way higher than its original price. Twitter users shared screenshots of how much scalpers are selling them for on apps such as Shopee, Carousel, and Viagogo. For reference, the tickets cost Ghost VIP Package, RM 2088 Peaches VIP Package, RM 1488 Hold VIP Package, RM 1188 Cat 1, RM 1088 Cat 2, RM 888 Cat 3, RM 728 Cat 4, RM 528 Cat 5, RM 488 Cat 6, RM 388 Cat 7, RM 288. On Viagogo, Ghost VIP tickets are being sold between RM 6,592 and RM 10,432 per ticket. Whilst the cheapest tickets were for Cat 3 seats, which were marked up to RM 1,564 per ticket, whilst the original price is RM 728. Meanwhile, on Carousel, one scalper is selling a Peaches VIP package ticket for RM 3,000, even though it was only bought for RM 1,488. Another scalper is selling a Ghost VIP package ticket for RM 5,000, with the original price being RM 2,088. Notice to future buyers. However, a number of netizens have pointed out that the concert tickets are actually linked to the original buyer's IC number and name, so it cannot be passed to anyone else. In a tweet posted by user at Melikaboy, he wrote, "Creating awareness on hashtag Justice Tour Malaysia. You cannot resell tickets, so don't buy from resellers." Quote, he shared a conversation between him and his friend who is working at PR Worldwide, the company in charge of promoting the concert. Creating awareness on hashtag Justice Tour Malaysia. You cannot resell tickets, so don't buy from resellers. RT Supaya Kawan Kawan Tak Kena Scam. pic.twitter.com/axiq9rvr8r. Melikaboy, at Melikaboy, March 31, 2022. In the conversation, Melikaboy asks whether or not the tickets can be resold and whether or not it's tied with the buyer's IC and address. The representative from PR Worldwide confirmed that the tickets cannot be resold and that they will block if the name or IC number doesn't match the ticket. So it seems that scalpers who bought the tickets to make a profit out of it are now left stuck with the tickets. Do you think that this is an effective way of stopping scalpers from hoarding tickets? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Majin siblings create slides to get strict parents to allow them to attend Justin Bieber's concert. Source: The Sun Daily Source. Go Live Source. Viagogo Source. Carousel. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.